local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, we're rolling through October, but it sure feels like September. High today around 90 again, says Dr. Bill, 70 now. He'll fill in the details coming up in just a minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troops are clear of any accidents. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far this morning. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65. It's quiet, but starting to see some backups there. Dolphin Island Parkway from I-10, the 65 splitting out towards Rangeline. Watch for radar. The South Alabama football team will host the Alabama State Hornets Saturday, October 13th at Ladd. The first 5,000 fans will receive a free Jaguar shaker with the Raisin Cane's offer. For tickets, visit usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Wednesday style. You made it halfway through the week. Thanks, everybody. Jeff Poore will join us coming up after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about with him and talk about with you at 343-0106 as we look at day 48 of the Kavanaugh confirmations. That and a whole lot more coming up. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Mobile woman missing since mid-September after she left her group home has been found. On Tuesday, Mobile police announced that 24-year-old Evelyn McDonald was safe. She was last seen the morning of September 14th at the Peace Place Inn after she left her group home. Just before 6:30 p.m. yesterday, police said she had been located. We head to our nation's capital this morning, and the question of the hour: should Judge Brett Kavanaugh be nominated to the Supreme Court? A new poll out this morning clearly shows how allegations of sexual assault have impacted these numbers. According to the Reuters Ipsos poll, nearly half of likely voters, 47%, oppose the nomination to the Supreme Court, with the same percentage believing the allegations of sexual misconduct against him. 35% of those polled say they do not believe the allegations, and 18% said they do not know. As expected, when you take a closer look, party lines are the greatest divide. 75% of Democratic voters say they oppose Kavanaugh's nomination. 81% of Republicans support it. 73% of Democrats believe the allegations. 13% of Republicans believe the allegations as well. Republican voters also say they view Kavanaugh favorably, 83%, while less than 1 in 5 Democrat voters say they feel the same, at 19%. Now, more than 2,400 Americans were polled during September 26th through the 30th, and also those are Democrats, Republicans, and independent voters, with a credibility interval of 2.2 percentage points. Right now, the FBI is currently conducting a limited investigation into the allegations against Kavanaugh, all of which he denies. The Senate is expected to vote on this nomination Friday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man at the center of what the police chief describes as one of the coldest cases he's seen will be in court this morning. Prosecutors will lay out some of the evidence they have against Emmanuel McAlpine during a preliminary hearing. McAlpine is accused of shooting three people at a Chevron gas station in Midtown Mobile. A suspenseful day yesterday for those close to missing Mobile mother Daniela Vian. Police pulled a car from a lake just a half mile from the last place she was seen July 17th. Turned out not to be her car, and said it was a dark-colored Chevy SUV stolen from Biloxi. The search for Vian continues.
It's brought her back to the center of attention. She needs to be known. She needs to be found.
No charges will be filed against the driver of a van who hit two girls near their school Tuesday afternoon. Happened near East Hill Academy in Pensacola. The driver said a car blocked his view and he never saw the girls. They were taken to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The same leftist billionaires who bankrolled the smears on Brett Kavanaugh are in Alabama planning to spend millions to smear Justice Tom Parker. Why? Justice Tom Parker is a nationally respected conservative judge whom, like Kavanaugh, the radical left fears because of Parker's keen intellect. Justice Parker is a Dartmouth and Vanderbilt law graduate who's been a Supreme Court justice for 13 years and has trained state judges on every level. Justice Tom Parker stands up for what we believe, even taking on and beating the Southern Poverty Law Center. Like Kavanaugh, Justice Parker threatens the angry and unhinged far left, and they're ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Just another reason why Justice Parker needs and deserves your vote. Justice Tom Parker, fair, balanced, unafraid, standing up for what we believe. Fighting for the Constitution. Fighting for us.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Whether you come home to a crowded city street or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify communities. Learn more at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the major leagues last night, Tony Walters hit a tie-breaking single with two outs in the 13th inning, and the Colorado Rockies beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1 to win the NL Wild Card game.
Walters with a base hit up the middle, and the Rockies have taken the lead. Three straight two-out singles. Back on top.
The Rockies' win at Wrigley Field set the record for the longest win or go home postseason game in Major League history. Scott Oberg was the sixth Colorado pitcher of the night, and after Walters' RBI single, Oberg struck out the side in the bottom of the 13th to end the game after 4 hours and 55 minutes.
Now it's time! The Colorado Rockies have gone on the road and defeated the Cubs to move on to the division series.
Colorado now heads to Milwaukee to begin a best-of-five division series against the NL Central champion Brewers on Thursday. Shortstop Rick Story says the Rockies will be ready for Milwaukee.
We like ourselves against anybody, no matter who it is. And we feel like we can beat anybody, so, we'll show up Thursday ready to play.
Last season, the Rockies lost to Arizona in the NL wildcard game. Now they're moving on to the division series for the first time since 2009. Chicago, who made it to the NLCS each of the past three seasons, finished the night with six hits and left 10 runners on base. This comes one day after the Cubs managed only three hits and a 3-1 home loss to the Brewers in the NL Central tiebreaker. Tonight at 7, the Oakland A's play at the New York Yankees for the American League wildcard game, and the winner of that moves on to play in the ALDS against the Boston Red Sox. And tomorrow at 4, the Rockies and Brewers begin their division series in Milwaukee, and at 7:37, the Atlanta Braves and LA Dodgers play in LA. Starting Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa spoke to the media for the first time this season on Tuesday. Tua is a Heisman favorite. After five games, he's thrown for 1,161 yards, 14 touchdowns, and no interceptions. He's also rushed for two scores. Yesterday, Tua spoke about his relationship with Tide backup quarterback Jalen Hurts.
To have someone like Jalen stick within it, you know, with knowing that, you know, I've been the starter here for 2 years, you know, and to have someone come in front of me now, the kind of character that he has, you know, and the kind of maturity that he's shown throughout the year within our team this year, I think that's something special.
Next up, the number one ranked Crimson Tide travel to Arkansas on Saturday to play the Razorbacks. In NFL news, Seattle Seahawks linebacker Michael Kendricks has been suspended indefinitely after recently pleading guilty to insider trading charges. Kendricks was cut by the Browns after the case came to light, but then signed by the Seahawks. Kendricks has been appealing the suspension. He's not scheduled to be sentenced until January the 24th, and Kendricks could be facing 30 to 37 months in prison. And it's been a rough one for the Seahawks. In addition to losing Kendricks to suspension, they lost safety Earl Thomas and rookie tight end Will Disley, both players on injured reserve, and both are expected to miss the remainder of the season. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
War Eagle Auburn fans, this is Bo Megginson. Excited to be bringing you the Auburn Tiger Radio program every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Not only is it going to be an exciting season with the Tigers taking on the toughest, most demanding schedule in the country, but we'll also be coming to you from Nexus Cinema Dining off Cody Road just south of Greeley at 770 Bruns Drive. It'll be an exciting time all year long with great food, great drinks, and great Auburn football talk here on FM Talk 106.5 with your Auburn Tiger Radio program.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A two-week four-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company and a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1-in-5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore. That ride along Fairhope and Daphne 98, no delays there. And across the Bayway, downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. They've got radar, but nothing out of the ordinary. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. They offer premium, affordable roofs and provide lasting protection. With insurance assistance available, see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with the your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 72 now at FM Talk 106.5, heading for that high in the 90s. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that about 15 minutes from right now. Also, heads up, it is a Wednesday. That means it's still valid. It's every Monday through Thursday at the Original Oyster House from 5 to 7 in the evening. $6.99 appetizers, dollar off drafts, and they also got live tunes going on there at the Causeway location. Now, lots of good things going on in the south end of Baldwin County, too, at the Original Oyster House. But Causeway location with $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts. Great views of the Delta, downtown Mobile, the Bay. Check them out today for $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts, Causeway location. More details on their website at originaloysterhouse.com. Some gubernatorial polling out. I thought this was of note here. The folks at WSFA-TV in Montgomery posted this story up yesterday. Said, what are Alabamians and those from other southern states thinking about the midterm elections that are just a month away? An exclusive NBC News Survey Monkey online poll looking to check the region's political pulse. In Alabama, biggest race on the November general election ballot will be for governor. Results from the poll find that 51% of those surveyed said they would vote for Governor Kay Ivey if the election were held today. Her opponent, Democrat Walt Maddox, garnered support of just 26% of the respondents. Another 22% said they were still undecided. As for Alabama's legislature, in which Republicans hold a supermajority in both chambers, 53% of the survey respondents thought their state legislators were doing a good job. Doesn't sound anything like the phone calls we get, right?
No, not at all.
71% of Alabamians polled about the economy reported it as being good, but only 34% said the economy and jobs were the most important issue to them. A majority said they'd be willing to pay higher taxes to improve public schools and improve infrastructure in Alabama. That's pretty interesting. That seems contrary to what we hear as well. And on top of Confederate monuments, the poll found 68% of Alabamians sampled opposed the removal of statues from public spaces, while 31% were for approval. President Donald Trump's job performance approval stood at 59% in Alabama, according to this polling. 623, FM Talk 106.5, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, Mobile police need your help. A teenager is missing at this hour. They are hoping that someone has seen 18-year-old Brooke Patridge. She was last seen August the 29th in the Wilmer area, very close to the state border with Mississippi. She's described as 5'5" tall, weighing 131 pounds. If you have seen her or you know about her whereabouts, please call the Mobile Police Department, 251-208-7211. U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is scheduled to be in Huntsville today as part of her Rethink School Tour. According to the press release, she will tour the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Marshall Space Flight Center and the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. She says in part, quote, "We know the current system is leaving too many students unprepared, so we must question everything about the way we do school in this country. There's no more time for tinkering around the edges, no more trying the same things and expecting different results." Now, this is DeVos's second visit to Alabama since becoming Secretary of Education in February of 2017. And after she pointed out the Mobile Public School System for earning a failing grade in the area of school choice. Then Superintendent Martha Peake invited her to see the kinds of school choices the district was offering. And many involved in that visit say it went quite well. As for the Secretary of Education, after she leaves Alabama, she heads to Mississippi and Louisiana. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad you're along. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Of course, the text line live and going 24-7 at 343-0106. Start taking your calls after 8 o'clock. Also, Jeff Poor joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. We will talk about some of this polling here for the state of Alabama, and that's one of our top three big things on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Alabama and other southern states focus of the NBC midterm election poll. You can click there and look at some of the stats. Also, bump stocks now illegal in Florida. And the SUV in the lake right here in the city of Mobile cast the Vian case back into the spotlight. Those three stories we'll talk about this morning. One I want to get to, we talked about the polling there for Governor Ivey, 51% of the vote. I think Maddox getting 26%, 22% undecided in that poll that just came out yesterday. I wonder if this will make any movement here. The new ad out from Governor Ivey. I was talking yesterday with Todd Stacey from the Alabama Daily News. I thought this was a brilliant ad, a way to take, number one, the message of how long Governor Ivey has been, her deep Alabama roots, her dedication to the state, these kind of things. Once again, this is from like a partisan political angle. But also at the same time, I think it's interesting because you have a situation where Democrats have kind of owned the messaging on being for women, mm-hmm. for they're the party for women, right? Which I don't know if that's accurate, but that's been the messaging.
Right.
Kay Ivey, a Republican governor, a woman in the state of Alabama, puts out this ad. And I linked it up on the Twitter feed, but I'll play you the audio from this. It starts off with a photograph of a young Kay Ivey sitting at the governor's desk. She was part of Girls State. We've talked about that. Yeah, Boys State, Girls State thing. Last time we were talking about, they were in Tuscaloosa.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's okay. Where they have it, I think, every year.
Well, she was somehow got herself to Montgomery through that and was sitting at the desk of the then governor, Lurleen Wallace, which you could say that's our first, Alabama governor that was a woman, but also there's some, if you know Alabama history, she was a proxy for George Wallace. I mean, that's the truth. So you have a situation where a young Kay Ivey sitting behind that desk, and there's a photograph of her there, and on the back of the photograph, this is really, I mean, you could not have scripted this any better, says, "This is as close as I'll ever get." This is as close as I'll ever get to it. And now, of course, it goes to a shot of her sitting at the governor's desk. Here's the audio from that.
She got her picture behind the governor's desk, then signed it on the back. "This is as close as I'll ever get."
Well, anything's possible in Alabama. I'm Kay Ivey. Record investments in our schools, cleaning up government corruption, and 16,000 new Alabama jobs. Alabama is a place where dreams come true, and working together, it always will be.
Kay Ivey for Alabama.
Wow. So if you are Walt Maddox out there and trying to frame this as between old people and young people, I think Governor Ivey just flipped the script there, and you got to answer that. We'll talk about it more coming up.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A manhunt in Baldwin County for a man who ran during a traffic stop happened on Interstate 65 north of the Baymanette-Stockton exit last night. Police described the man as Hispanic and tell News 5 they found drugs in his pickup truck. A woman convicted last week of murdering three women in Northwest Florida must still face a trial in Baldwin County for the death of Peggy Brose, but Mary Rice will not be in an Alabama courtroom anytime soon.
One source in Florida told us it could be decades. And we're hoping that that is wrong.
Baldwin County's district attorney says appeals in Florida could lead to the delay. Expect a text message this afternoon from the president. The federal government plans the first test of its national emergency alert system at 2:18 Central Time. The presidential alert program has been in development since 2006. It was created to warn of a national crisis or disaster. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Are you
Get ready for a big Sony TV. At Bailey's TV, you'll find the biggest, baddest Sony TV you'll ever own. How about a 65-inch? Would you believe $11.99?
Want to go bigger?
Try this out. A Sony 75-inch, now just $22.99.
Or how about the biggest?
Would you pay $39.99 for a huge 85-inch? Get one now at Bailey's. That's right, just $39.99 for an 85-inch Sony. All these large Sonys are 4K smart TVs. Great, super bad, super big TVs. Get them while they last at Bailey's TV, Government and Lakeside. 666-0448.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Reaction coming in this morning to President Trump letting loose last night against Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. Trump abandoning his earlier stance that Dr. Ford's testimony was credible, a small sample as he mocked her at a Mississippi rally.
How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
The attack not sitting well with one of the senators whose vote Trump needs for Kavanaugh, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake.
It's just right. I wish he hadn't have done it. It's kind of appalling.
Flake speaking on NBC. The death toll from the earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia has increased to 1,407. The National Disaster Agency says only 519 of the bodies have been buried. Stock futures are higher this morning on Wall Street following yesterday's record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow is currently up 64 points in pre-market trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The EPA is pursuing rule changes that experts say would weaken the way radiation exposure is regulated, turning to scientific outliers who argue that a bit of radiation damage is actually good for you, like a little bit of sunlight. The government's current decades-old guidance says any exposure to harmful radiation is a cancer risk, and critics say the proposed change could lead to higher levels of exposure for workers at nuclear installations and oil and gas drilling sites, medical workers doing x-rays, and CT scans, and people living next to Superfund sites. Tesla met its third quarter production goal for its Model 3 sedan, but struggled to deliver the cars to customers, underscoring the operational challenges ahead for CEO Elon Musk and his electric car company. Tesla said it made 53,239 Model 3s during the three-month period. Musk on August 1st forecast it would make 50 to 55,000 Model 3s during the quarter. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Time to say good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so 71 now at our studios in this third day in October. I mean, I expected an Arctic outbreak here, but, you know, I mean, it is October.
Well, we're working on it, but it looks like it's going to stay on the warm side, at least on into the first half of next week. We got to 91 yesterday, and we'll likely see that today, up around 90, 91 degrees, and then into the low 90s tomorrow. Now, there's just a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm develop this afternoon, but just a very slight chance. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny. Tonight, partly cloudy, down in the low 70s again, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny, up into the low 90s, 91 or 92 degrees, likely for tomorrow afternoon. Looking ahead to Friday, well, a sunny day, and again, hot, up at 92 degrees for Friday afternoon. As for the weekend, I expect plenty of sunshine, and we might see a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms, have a little more moisture coming back into the area over the weekend. A big high-pressure system that's giving us basically this dry weather for today, tomorrow, and Friday. It's going to gradually move to the east, to the Atlantic seaboard. That's going to allow some moisture to come in from the Gulf. So for Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and high temperatures in the upper 80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
We now have a hurricane. Well, the same one's been out there for a long time, and that is Leslie. It's become the sixth hurricane so far this season. We've had, I believe, 12 named storms, six now reaching hurricane intensity. Leslie has continued to drift to the south, and but now it's stalled, stationary. Highest winds at 75 miles per hour. We expect that storm to turn around and move to the north, and eventually get back to where it was before, up into the central and the north central area of the Atlantic. No threat to any land area. And there is a tropical wave over the Caribbean. It's moving into the western Caribbean. We'll continue to watch this. It's going to eventually end up in the northwest Caribbean in a couple of days. Conditions may be favorable for it to become maybe a tropical depression. Nothing to worry about at this time, but we're going to closely watch that over the next few days.
Okay, so that's making its way as something into the northwest Caribbean. Is that, I mean, and then after that, is there set up for steering north, or, I mean, what are you watching?
Well, most likely it would continue more in a westerly direction if it does come into the Gulf. It would be in the southern Gulf. But that's it's really hard to say. Things can change quite a bit over the next 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, you've taught us over time that, so hurricane season almost like bookends, right? To early hurricane season, look in our backyard here in the Gulf and the Caribbean. Mid-season, you get the storms coming across the Atlantic. And then in late season, it's back to our backyard.
Back to the backyard again, the Western Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico as we get into the latter part of October. And if anything develops in November, it's usually to the Western Caribbean.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, checking in. 6:38, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far for the 1065 split out towards 90, Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, we've had a quiet start. Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, and 65. Couple accidents we've got are in the final clearing stages, including one at Dolphin and Des Moines Avenue. You know, fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
641 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, came with traffic. Remember all the different places you can interact with us. Of course, website, pretty good repository for things like podcast and news stories, schedules, also the online opinion poll question this morning. Following assault accusations and an investigation, do you believe Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed by the Supreme Court? That's our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll. Love to see your vote in there right now at FMTalk1065.com. While you're there too, the ultimate tailgate prize giveaway going on now through November 15th. Just click that link there. It'll give you all our participating sponsors, talk about the $6,000 showcase in prizes and where you can get registered each and every day. The FM Talk 1065 ultimate tailgate prize giveaway. Those details on our website. 642, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Great news on the job front as STEM-related jobs are expected to grow faster and pay even more money. That's some of the many reasons why Governor Kay Ivey says she will name an advisory council to study how to improve science, technology, engineering, and math instruction in our schools to meet what are expected to be strong job demands over the next decade. The Governor's Advisory Council for Excellence in STEM will include educators and representatives of government, business, and industry. Now, names of those that will fill that council have not yet been released, but the Governor says she expects a comprehensive report from the group by the end of the year. So one of the main objectives is to help reach a previously announced goal of adding 500,000 highly skilled workers to Alabama's workforce by 2025, and to also increase student achievement in STEM subjects and to promote diversity due to the fact the governor says minorities and women are underrepresented in STEM fields. Our men and women in blue are being celebrated in style thanks to Airbus and a number of other sponsors at the upcoming first-ever Police Chiefs Gala. The event will raise funds for community outreach programs and other support of the Mobile Police Department. The event will take place October the 25th at Fort Whiting, and it will feature food from a number of your favorite local restaurants, a silent auction, live music, and an appearance by Michael Durand. He's a pilot whose story was part of the basis of the book and movie Black Hawk Down. The Mobile Law Enforcement Foundation, they are putting on the event. They say the proceeds will be used to support police department outreach programs like gang resistance education and training, as well as Bridging the Gap and Second Chance or Else. Tickets are $75 per person and may be purchased at any Hancock Whitney Bank or Synovus Bank branch in Mobile. For more information, call 251-208-1947. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mr. World here, about to take on the world's wildest rodeo bull. Oh, obviously he's nothing like Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Because the people at Eyeglass World, well, they don't try to throw you off with confusing prices. Nope, they make everything clear and simple. Without all the bull.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man at the center of what the police chief describes as one of the coldest cases he's seen will be in court this morning. Prosecutors will lay out some of the evidence they have against Emmanuel McAlpine during a preliminary hearing. McAlpine is accused of shooting three people at a Chevron gas station in Midtown Mobile. A suspenseful day yesterday for those close to missing Mobile mother Daniela Vianne. Police pulled a car from a lake just a half mile from the last place she was seen July 17th. Turned out not to be her car, and said it was a dark-colored Chevy SUV stolen from Biloxi. The search for Vianne continues.
It's brought her back to the center of attention. She needs to be known. She needs to be found.
No charges will be filed against the driver of a van who hit two girls near their school Tuesday afternoon. Happened near East Hill Academy in Pensacola. The driver said a car blocked his view and he never saw the girls. They were taken to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The USS Alabama and the Drum Living History Cruise will be in the park this Saturday, October the 6th, for their quarterly drill. Historical reenactors will demonstrate life aboard their ships during World War II. See a fly-in of Elbert aircraft Saturday morning, with the Black Ducks landing at 9 a.m. Be on the main deck at 1 for a general quarters call to battle stations, with, weather permitting, a simulated air attack by vintage aircraft. Visit USSAlabama.com. For more.
Good morning, 646 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues, Tony Walters hit a tie-breaking single with two outs in the 13th inning, and the Colorado Rockies beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1 to win the National League wild card game.
Walters with a base hit up the middle, and the Rockies have taken the lead. Three straight two-out singles. Colorado back on top.
The Rockies' win at Wrigley Field set the record for the longest win or go-home postseason game in Major League history. Scott Oberg was the sixth Colorado pitcher of the night, and after Walters' RBI single, Oberg struck out the side in the bottom of the 13th to end the game after 4 hours and 55 minutes.
Now it's time! The Colorado Rockies have gone on the road and defeated the Cubs to move on to the division series.
Colorado now heads to Milwaukee to begin a best-of-five division series against the NL Central champion Brewers on Thursday. Shortstop Rick Story says the Rockies will be ready for Milwaukee.
We like ourselves against anybody, no matter who it is. And we feel like we can beat anybody, so, we'll show up Thursday ready to play.
Last season, the Rockies lost to Arizona in the National League wild card game. Now they're moving on to the division series for the first time since 2009. Chicago, who has made it to the NLCS each of the past three seasons, finished the night with six hits and left 10 runners on base. This comes one day after the Cubs managed only three hits and a 3-1 home loss to the Brewers in the NL Central tiebreaker. Tonight at 7, the Oakland A's play at the New York Yankees for the American League wild card game. The winner moves on to play in the ALDS against the Boston Red Sox. Tomorrow at 4, the Rockies and Brewers begin their division series in Milwaukee. And at 7:37 tomorrow, the Atlanta Braves and L.A. Dodgers play in L.A. Starting Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa spoke to the media for the first time this season on Tuesday. Tua is a Heisman favorite after five games. He's thrown for 1,161 yards, 14 touchdowns, and no interceptions. He's also rushed for two scores. Yesterday, Tua spoke about his relationship with tied backup quarterback Jalen Hurts.
To have someone like Jalen stick within it, with knowing that, I've been the starter here for 2 years, and to have someone come in front of me now, the kind of character that he has, and the kind of maturity that he's shown throughout the year within our team this year, I think that's something special. We hear things going around with, other quarterbacks and whatnot, but to have Jalen still stick with it truly tells how he was raised as a person. And kind of testifies to his family as well.
Next up, the number one ranked Crimson Tide traveled to Arkansas on Saturday to play the Razorbacks.
So I thought Tua did a great job.
Uh-huh.
I thought he sounded fantastic. I thought he was believable. And then I go online and look, and people are saying, oh, well, that was robotic. That was completely scripted.
Come on.
That was scripted. Yeah, how is it scripted when he's asked questions? I mean, now, would they review with him? Sure, but it wasn't scripted.
Yeah.
And I mean, the kid does a good job at a press conference. So instead of saying, and this is not me being Alabama fan and an alum and all that, it's just, I thought he did a good job. I would say that for any school, but there's some people that just cannot online, they're like, oh, yeah, well, it sounded good because it's completely scripted.
Yeah, some people just, they can't get over it.
Let the kid be, like...
They're clearly pretty good friends, at least.
Yes.
And Tua seems to be a really good guy yesterday. Spoke well of his friend.
Yeah, God forbid.
Well, next up, number one-ranked Crimson Tide traveled to Arkansas on Saturday. In NFL news, Seattle Seahawks linebacker Michael Kendricks has been suspended indefinitely after recently pleading guilty to insider trading charges. Kendricks was cut by the Browns after the case came to light, but then signed by the Seahawks. He's been appealing the suspension, not scheduled to be sentenced until January 24th. Kendricks could be facing 30 to 37 months in prison. 2 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Don't forget they have happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
A quick reminder, too, probably best to come in the Old Shell Road side there with the construction going on between Dolphin and Florida on, between Dolphin and Old Shell on Florida. Seems like it's easier from what I'm hearing until somebody can correct me to come in from the Florida Street side to get to Butch Cassidy's.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the Pitch and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working an accident with injuries at Dolphin and Des Moines Avenue. Beyond that, a good start this morning. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt 65. Seeing some backup starting to build now as you're traveling to Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Accident-free conditions continue. The Bayway, the Causeway, no delays coming in from the Eastern Shore. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five-meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
All right, 653 FM Talk 106.5. And good news for voters in South Baldwin County. It's something that was, I guess, first brought up maybe almost a year ago on this show, maybe less. But a new big boat launch for South Baldwin. Baldwin County boaters may soon have access to more inshore and Gulf waters thanks to a land purchase agreement made by the Baldwin County Commission. I'll give you more on the story in just a second. Now let's check other headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Big congratulations this morning to Alabama Media Group's Whitman, Alabama documentary series for being honored as an Emmy finalist in a ceremony Monday night in New York City. The series was recognized by the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences in the Outstanding New Approaches documentary category. The creator, Jennifer Crandall, she spent 2 years crossing Alabama as Alabama Media Group's inaugural artist in residence. The write-up says that she invited people to look into a camera and share part of themselves through the words of Walt Whitman's Song of Myself. It's a poem she has described as a quintessential reflection of our American identity. She's a past Emmy nominee for her series On Being, done at the Washington Post. There's a number of people that were recognized for being part of this team, which includes Bob Miller, Pierre Cattar, Liz Hildreth, Chip Brantley, and Jannard Archibald. Congratulations to all who participated and for all their greatness that they have displayed. And let's continue the greatness theme, because today is a great day. It's National Coffee with a Cop Day. The Mobile Police Department is hosting the event at Bienville Square this morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The community is invited to come on out and have a cup of joe with Mobile Police officers. Coffee with a Cop events, they provide opportunity when it comes to meeting officers, community members, outside of crisis situations, and just really to get to know one another and share ideas. Supporting National Coffee with a Cop Day is Certus Coffee Company. Of course, they are local. They are the event sponsor. And then after that, you can enjoy Cat's Brown Bag Concert in Bienville Square from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
6:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton Kelly, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. And yeah, this story from Fox 10. It's a story we've talked about off and on. Maybe it seems like it's been a year. Maybe it's less than that. But a boat launch facility for South Baldwin, according to the story from Fox 10 TV, the purchase price would be about $7.5 million with some earnest money due up front. The motion was to enter into the purchase agreement was approved yesterday at the county commission meeting. Vote passed 3-1 with Commissioner Frank Burt voting against it. The park would consist of up to 14 boat and kayak ramps and 400 parking spaces for trucks and trailers. That's the key, though. I mean, we talk about that for boat launches, that we need a lot of help with boat launches around here. But the problem is places like Dolphin Island, places like the Fort Morgan Peninsula, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, that property value is very, very high. And also there's limited Dolphin Island. You're just physically limited by being an island. So you can have a boat launch, but you got to have a place to park trailers. That's one of the issues we have at Dolphin Island. Well, with the land purchase and necessary improvements, county officials expect it to take about $10 million to complete the facility. Commissioner Chris Elliott said the location of this property on the north side of the Intercoastal, right near the Foley Beach Express toll bridge, allows folks to launch their boats without paying a toll and easy access back onto the Foley Beach Express to go north. The site is about site is about 44 acres in all. It would be funded without using taxpayer dollars. Instead, the county is asking the state for Go Mesa money to fund the project. Now, Go Mesa, an acronym for the Gulf of Mexico Energy Securities Act, provides Gulf states with lease money from offshore drilling. Alabama's share of that money is about $25 million and required to be spent in Mobile and Baldwin counties on coastal improvement projects. So that money that is, and it was actually what was discussed as maybe being matching money for the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project, that's off. But this is on. Elliot went on to say, Chris Elliott did, we needed to have a purchase agreement first. We needed to have a contract, and that's what this is, a contract to purchase the property. County's going to be required to put up $100,000 initially and then an additional $400,000 later. County hopes to get approval on the Go Mesa funds from the governor's office in the next 120 days, at which time that earnest money will be due. So good news for voters, maybe, in South Baldwin County. 6:57, coming right back.